It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
All gardeners seem to have their own individual quests. That special desire to obtain a plant, blossom color, water garden, or just a special area of solitude in their patch of green. My personal quest began years ago when I tried to locate and obtain a McFarland juniper tree. For years, I had admired these stately spires that grow to amazing heights and seem to relish Kansas drought, laughing in the face of our gale-force winds. They look much like an Italian cypress, those tall green columns that grow in the mild Mediterranean and are featured in the landscaping of movie stars' homes in Southern California. However, McFarlands are made of sterner stuff, since they grow as far north as Alaska. In fact, they were introduced to Kansas by a man named McFarland, who saw them in Alaska and set about grafting and transplanting them to his nursery in the McPherson area of central Kansas. Many of them found their way to western Kansas during the 1920s and 30s, as they were recommended to withstand drought and wind. For years, I told myself that I would someday plant these wonderful trees in my own space. But when the opportunity finally came my way, I was told they were no longer available, a thing of the past, and no one grew them anymore. I called the state extension office, contacted greenhouses and nurseries throughout the state, and heard the same stories. Haven't seen them in years. Wish I had some to sell. Don't know why they disappeared, since everyone seems to like them. A plantsman in the Oklahoma Panhandle offered to graft some from existing trees in the Garden City area, and I settled for that solution, knowing that in my lifetime the trees would never reach towering heights, but would at least be here in years to come. I was in the process of arranging for cuttings to take to Oklahoma when I received a call from a greenhouse in Dodge City. A nurseryman in Wichita had grafted McFarland several years ago and had 40 young trees thriving in his back acreage. I immediately called and made arrangements to pick up 5 trees in the spring. We planted our McFarlands 25 years ago when they were 5 feet tall. They make wonderful accent trees, so we put 3 at the center of the circle drive and 2 to accent the southwest corner of the house. They've now grown to a height of 25 feet with a diameter of 8 feet at the base. They're self-pruning, always keeping their slender columnar shape, so the care they require beyond additional watering and dry times is minimal. Most of the McFarlands that were planted in the 40s and 50s are gone now, or were planted too close to the buildings they adorn and have consequently been shaved back and stripped of branches at their bases. However, there are 3 magnificent specimens still on display at the Finney County Municipal Park in Garden City. 2 stand sentry across from the entrance to the Finney County Historical Museum, and 1 silently observes the visitors coming and going through the pedestrian entrance to Lee Richardson Zoo. Compared to this trio, our own McFarlands still have a bit of growing to do in order to reach their full glory, standing majestic and stately, and laughing at the Kansas wind.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.